Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more. Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast. I'm Ben, your host, and this is an episode going through recording of Preston Bradley. These are the tapes owned by People's Church, found in the Preston Bradley Center here in Uptown. And so this is an episode I just give my two cents as we go through what Preston Bradley has to say. So let's give a listen.
I had something to say in a recent broadcast, as I recall, about faith. And we discussed a little bit about one of the most important attributes that it's possible for a person to have. And in our chats in this broadcast, I want to give you some ideas that have been chasing each other around in my mind about hope. We identify three great virtues, faith, hope, and charity, in the New Testament. The modern translation doesn't use the word charity, probably because of the connotations which it has being used in a different age than in the age in which it was used. And the translators have taken out the word charity and have put in the word love.
So I'm going through the process of understanding, and to have more insight from that understanding, we start with more simple terms and then go towards more complex terms. Here we're starting with religion, which is very complicated. And very complicated terms. But the idea of language, although that itself is complicated, there is a basic understanding that language is a series of symbols, and some languages mean different things in other languages. And so we have these words, faith, hope, and charity. And charity is a term that might not achieve the same meaning in one language, Old English or Roman or whatever language. And now it's the term used is love.
Faith, hope, and love. And they are mentioned in one of the great letters that the great philosophic mind of Paul, and he probably had the finest philosophic mind that we have in Christianity. Paul said, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Now, the history of humanity is really the history of hope. Read the great statements and utterances of men in every area of life. The great statesmen, the great scientists, the great educators, the great religious leaders, the great and the best voices in political philosophy. All of them agree that one of the greatest opportunities and one of the greatest inspirations to goodness, truth, and beauty is to be found in hope.
Seems like there's some new terms that Reverend Dr. Preston Bradley uses: goodness, truth, and beauty attached to hope. And the second step in our understanding is to look at term or ideas behind these terms to reflect on what is being offered, what is influencing some of those things. And we have the three virtues, faith, hope, and love. And there's some ideas that we should prioritize love above faith and hope. And that's not really what we're doing in the second step. We're just examining, we're still looking at the separate elements. And when Preston Bradley is talking about hope, he is saying that that is attached to goodness, truth, and beauty.
When we come to the place in life that hope flees out the window, the whole room of our life is darkened. Now, hope always indicates and implies a future. You don't hope for something that's past. You don't even hope for something that's present. Hope has something to do with something that has not yet happened. And it is quite true that we can control whatever does happen pretty largely by the inspiration which we have through hope.
So even though this structured understanding is not the best at a fluent string of ideas, it is something that I bring to conversations with people and allows me to have optimism, which I think is related to hope. And the third level of understanding is where we start to speculate and think about connections. And I actually didn't see this coming with Preston Bradley talking about hope, not only with the future and optimism, but how he is applying this to understanding.
Hope for a better world, hope for a better situation, hope for finer economics, hope for a better understanding between capital and labor, hope for a better understanding of the tragedy of poverty, the inequality of life. Hope, hope, hope. It's almost impossible to touch a single attribute, single one, in all of life that is not lifted into a new radiance and into a new beauty when introduced into the situation is this basic element of a great hope.
Like the opening from Preston Bradley in this message, he was talking about having thoughts chase each other around, and I'm having a similar experience, and I don't know if one is more important or any of them are things that I need to necessarily share and what's helpful. But what's something I think I want to express is a clarity, and if I had a time machine to go and talk to Preston Bradley, I would ask about hope as a virtue. And hope allows us to do all these wonderful things, but does hope automatically make us virtuous? Because it sounds like when he's talking about understanding the different thing, complex ideas, capital and labor, the tragedy of poverty, and understanding, I went back and listened, and it's actually better understanding. So it does sound like a continuous exercise to have hope in our realities.
Hope is such a perfectly natural thing, too. It's a natural reaction for us to say as we visit with each other, well, I hope it'll be a better day tomorrow. Well, I hope it'll be a better year. We say that at New Year's time. I hope it will be better this. Hope is a dominating imperative of life. Otherwise, everything would have been over a long time ago. To press forward under his burdens, to retrieve his failures and his falls, to escape despair. Man has need of hoping always, and sometimes against all hope. Now, this idea of creating circumstances and conditions which encourage hope is a very inspiring thing. If you find a person who seems to project a hopeless attitude toward life and has given up hope, if you can recreate within him a new vision, some new emphasis, some new interpretation of hope, you've done him a great service. Keep looking up.
Again, not necessarily a single man, but all of humanity. Instilling hope is something that we need to continue to do. And I had kind of got at this idea before that it was a continuous muscle, something that we keep exercising and growing. And I'm not somebody that does daily prayers or feel that that is a loaded term in itself, but that seems like a daily exercise of stretching your hope muscle. So I hope everybody continues to be hopeful and stretch that hope.
Project of People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates creativity, love, and humanity.
The Uptown Community Podcast is supported with a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program. If you would like to be a friend of the show, support People's Church at peopleschurchchicago.org and click the Give page.